the fact that it was operative primarily in the Society of Friends is, I think, secondary, though he found that a congenial milieu in which to work. All his life seemed to me to be unusually determined by two considerations. One is the use of his intelligence, his judgment, and the other, his dedication to the ideals which he wished to serve. As for his work in the Society of Friends, that came to him congenitally. He was born in the Society of Friends, but like other people who were born in it, he slowly became increasingly convinced of its congeniality to him and its unusual opportunity for service in the world. And those that development and that allegiance was nothing like a blind loyalty to the past, but a sense of a group in which he could put his life and develop for the future. Some of the things he did in the Society of Friends were completely novel and taking it out into new areas.